Lawmakers in Nevada may soon approve a bill that would amend the state's embattled gun background check law, once deemed unenforceable. KUNR's Paul Boger has this report.
In 2016, Nevadans narrowly approved Question 1, a measure requiring background checks for all gun sales and transfers in the state, even those between private parties. A few weeks later, then-Republican Attorney General Adam Laxalt deemed the measure unenforceable due to a clause that required the Federal Bureau of Investigation to conduct the checks, something the agency refused to do. Since then, the law has remained in legislative limbo, until now. For more than 8 hours yesterday, lawmakers in the Assembly and Senate Judiciary Committees held a joint hearing to examine a measure aimed at fully implementing the law.
Our caucus's opinion, it's sensible background checks. This bill's no different than what's been out there for years. The only difference is who's going to be in charge of it.
That was Senate Majority Leader Kelvin Atkinson, a Democrat from Las Vegas, introducing SB 143 to lawmakers. Essentially, the bill seeks to amend the language passed by voters in 2016 with a version that removes the problematic FBI requirement, adding a workaround instead. Basically, private individuals would have to go to any licensed dealer in the state to run the check for all sales and transfers. It's a measure that Democrats call a straightforward fix. Republicans, not so much.
And all this is going to do, once again, is burden people who are just good, ordinary citizens who are going to be doing transactions. No criminal in their right mind is going to go through a background check system before getting a firearm.
That was Senator Ira Hansen of Sparks. He, along with the other Republican members of the Joint Committee, voiced several concerns through the course of the hearing. However, most focused on whether the bill's relatively broad nature would turn thousands of otherwise law-abiding citizens into criminals who may inadvertently break the law. And lawmakers weren't the only ones with questions. As part of the public comment portion of the hearing, hundreds of gun rights advocates flooded the committee rooms in Carson City and Las Vegas to show opposition to the bill. Many of the critics voiced the same concerns as lawmakers over the broad nature of the measure. Others called it an infringement of the Second Amendment, with a minority arguing that the law would bring the state one step closer to a national gun registry and eventual confiscation of firearms. For Debbie Block, the matter hits a bit closer to home. As the president and founder of Reno Guns and Range, being forced to run background checks could raise serious financial concerns.
It does take a long time to do a background check. We have staff members that are on hold for half hour, hour, 2 hours sometimes. And that ties up my staff. That's money out of my pocket.
But not everyone at the hearing was in opposition. In a packed committee room filled with a sea of critics, a handful of gun control advocates voiced support for the measure. Bert Heyman of Minden lost his son Chris to gun violence roughly 15 years ago in California. He says it's possible that if background checks were standard across the country, his son may still be alive today.
It doesn't make any sense if you can go with a background check in one state, and if you can't pass it and you want to get a gun in another state, you just go over the border, and that's what the guy did that killed our son. He couldn't have got the Tech 9 in California. He couldn't get the 50-round magazines in California, so he drove across the state line into Arizona to a gun show, and he purchased.
Ultimately, the Democratic majority eventually voted to send the bill to the full Senate, offering Republicans zero opportunity to offer amendments they say would improve the overall effectiveness of the bill. For Republicans like Senator Ira Hansen, the entire process has been frustrating.
That was a kangaroo court from the word go. The fact is that there are criminal elements, gangs especially, that don't follow laws, and you can pass laws all day long, and nothing's going to change that.
Yet for Democrats like Governor Steve Sisolak, SB 143 offers the chance to fulfill a campaign promise to enforce the wishes of the majority of Nevadans who voted to implement the law in the first place.
I'm thrilled. It's a long time getting here. I think it's a good thing for the state of Nevada. This is what the voters asked for, and I think it's incumbent upon elected officials to carry out the will of the voters, and that's what we're doing.
The bill is expected to move through the rest of the legislative process quickly and could be on Sisolak's desk by the end of the week. Paul Boger, KUNR News.